The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And alcohol and all kinds of stuff because, hey, we're in Beaumont and it's a Friday on the Blitz.
Diabolical.
Is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the West Bar and Grill in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. Josh Ennis filling in today for A.J., who's flying off to Oregon. Probably already there, I'm guessing.
Hello.
We are live at the West in Beaumont, which is the first place we ever came in Beaumont many years ago. Yes.
Really? Wow.
Yes. And I remember it being completely packed and a woman taking her shirt off, and it was wild times. I don't know if we're going to be able to get the same kind of, you know, party going.
I think Trey will take his top off for a dollar.
I'm sure
Trey will take his top right off.
I'm 100% convinced there were people here that will pay him a dollar for that.
It's bizarre that the love that people have for Trey. Not that Trey is not a lovable character, but like nobody gives a damn about who I am. I'm just over here yelling about sports on the radio. Hey, where's Trey? Well, then Trey walks in. Hey, everybody, Trey here.
And then NASCAR.
Like, hey guys. Hey Josh, do you have a PS4, man? Like I saw Trey less than 24 hours ago. He walks in and goes, so, how you been lately, Josh? I saw you yesterday. Like, not much has changed since yesterday. It's like, well, hey, man, just checking in, man. Hey, what do you think about Waco, man? Like, literally, I walk over, he goes, David Koresh, what a bad guy, huh? I'm like, well, okay, am I in a time warp here? Is this 1993? Like, he's like, hey, did you see A Decent Proposal, man? Like, what is going on here? It's like we're in a time warp.
Well, it's just Trey's world, man. We're just living in it. If you want to get in today, best way to do it, hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Josh Ennis Show, Tyler Drew Scott's out here with us. We got our man Aaron Rabel back in studio. Aaron is blitzed. Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And I guess Twitch is set up where people can comment, right?
Yeah, they can watch. They can. They'll see probably a beautiful still shot of you or me or both.
Well,
I haven't looked
don't,
yet.
Don't use beautiful and shot in me in the same sentence.
Oh, look at it. Dude, oh, my God.
this is what it looks like.
Holy
right
cow. This picture that they're using is spectacular.
That's, I mean, that's all
you,
Brandon.
Oh, wow. It's you looking just like the most lesbian-ish you've ever looked. But not even like lipstick. Like, you look like Carney Wilson in this picture. And then there's me in the back. They use this awful picture of me where I'm not smiling or anything. I'm like, we look like a horrid, like what I've never seen what the Thompson twins look like. I imagine this is what the Thompson twins look like if they were gayer than how they sound.
I don't think you can be gayer than how they sound.
I mean, this picture.
That's not possible.
You look like the chick from Girls. Wow. Like in this picture, what's her name? Lena Dunham. You look like Lena Dunham. And I look like some guy that just smelled a Lena Dunham fart behind you. Like this is, hey, watch this show on Twitch, everybody. We're rock stars.
Yeah.
Holy cow. What is this hat? Is this a goof?
No.
This isn't a goof?
No.
Like, I'm not trying to be a jerk. That's not a goof?
No, that's a real hat.
You're like lesbian Stevie Ray Vaughan.
That's kind of what I was going for. Yeah.
Wow.
No, that's my Ed Harris in Westworld hat.
That is not Ed Harris. Yeah. You do not look like Ed Harris.
Well, I don't look like Ed Harris, but that's his hat.
You look like it did great.
So if I'm going to go kill a robot, that's the hat I'm going to wear.
From the hat down, you look nothing like Ed Harris in Westworld.
Well, I just said it's his hat. I didn't say anything about that. I didn't say I look like that. So it is happy hour. And Chip has brought some shots here for us to try.
Is that Chip Zenuff?
That is a legendary Chip.
Oh,
he's
God.
He's the big reason we're over here.
I can't
Miller
get over
Coors.
This hat. I can't like this. And like the pose is like a side pose like this with that. That is, when is this picture from? When was this taken?
Before the Rona.
Like, it looks like the kind of outfit they put on.
Didn't you
wear
that? Was you wore that to either our Christmas party or
holy
media
cow.
Day, or was it maybe a listener party? That's what I was.
Yeah,
thinking.
I probably wore it at a listener party.
You know what that looks like? You know, like when you would go to the carnival and like it would put you in the old timey photo booth and like the clothes, and then give you a black and white picture of you holding a Tommy gun. That's like you, but like it'd be like in the Wild West and there were lesbians and stuff. This is what I imagine Calamity Jane looked like.
That's well, if you watch Deadwood, it's kind of what she looked like.
I didn't watch Deadwood, so I have no idea what Calamity Jane looked like.
You need to watch that. That's a great show, and it's only three
seasons. I want to go to Deadwood. That's what I so badly want to go to Deadwood. I never watched the show, but I am fascinated by Deadwood, and I'd like to just go. They have these great little bars in this little downtown there. I want to go to Deadwood. That's where I want to go. And I want you to wear that hat when we go.
When did I go with you?
Well, we're going to Deadwood.
No, I'm not going to Deadwood with you. I'm going to go to Tombstone.
All right, we'll go to Tombstone, but you got to wear that hat.
I'll wear the hat.
You know what you look like? You look like Clark Griswold when they went to Dodge City. And then he goes, hey, Lily Liver. Like, you got that's what you look like. You're about to get fake shot by some bartender in Dodge City, Kansas.
I'm going to get shot in the back while playing cards.
That's what's going to You're going to be like Doc Brown. You're going to get shot in the back by Buford Tannen over a matter of $80. What kind of a future do you call that? I'm on one today. I haven't eaten today, so I'm probably in diabetic shock. I'm not a diabetic, by the way, but I mean shocker. But I'm not actually. But I did not eat on my way here or anything today, so I've had one shot and it's probably hitting right.
Good, good. Well, you're in the right place because they have very good food here at the West.
Yes,
in Beaumont, which is where we will be until 7 o'clock tonight, and even got Trey's here, Dr. Intern's here, Marcus is here, Courtney is here, who is. Courtney is pretty much the goddess of the whole empire, Gal Media.
It's kind of like you went into an audition to play Billy the Kid, but like you were wearing the hat, but like not like the full ensemble. You should have just gone all in. That's like the hat that Billy the Kid wore in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
But I'd be like Billy the Kid had he survived and gotten to be 56 years old.
You're like Billy the Kid if he literally time-traveled into the future and then tried to adapt to current culture, so stopped wearing a gun and a holster, but he couldn't get over the hat. So you're wearing like a blade, like a jacket, a sport coat, like a red shirt, unbuttoned. If you were wearing a bolo tie in this, you could sell used cars right here in Beaumont. You're a bolo tie away from selling used cars in that outfit.
That's probably not a bad idea. I could do that.
You're in a Stevie Ray Vaughan tribute band.
Look, it's only got 190,000 miles on it, but it was only driven by a little old lady who went over to Louisiana to play those damn slot machines every single day for her entire life.
Like, it looks like you're in there, and like you went into like a World Series of Poker thing trying to look like 1800s poker guy, but like you weren't fully committed to the bit. Like you're halfway
now. There's
there.
Actually a really good photo of me playing poker in that hat where it does look good. I will find that on the break. But since it is happy hour, Aaron, what are you doing back there to do your part for happy hour today? Half hour.
Some Old Smoky Moonshine, the peanut or the butter pecan flavor. And the reason I chose the butter pecan flavor is it's creamy and milky looking, like that. The weird stuff that we had that was like that chai latte stuff.
Yeah, that sounds nasty.
Yeah, and it's warm, and I have a feeling it's going to be like drinking like warm coffee creamer.
No, I've had that stuff. It's actually super delicious, but...
What is this?
Yeah.
It smells peachy.
All I know is that...
Oh, God. Oh, okay. It does smell peachy, but terrible peachy.
Chip brought us a shot and says it's terrible. That's exactly what we're looking for. That's what happy hour is about. So let's kick this puppy off, gentlemen.
All right.
Salute.
Salute.
And salute to Beaumont and the Golden Triangle.
Our people and Orange and the rest of the Beaumont area. What's the other leg of the triangle? That's Beaumont.
Port Arthur.
Port Arthur, baby. We're here and we're ready to rock.
Hey, let's not forget Finette and Hampshire and China.
And Haymaker, whatever that town is.
Yeah, well... All I know is that when I was driving over here today, it took me off I-10 into some loop, I guess, because of the construction. And I knew there was a lot of God over here because, I mean, there's a church every block. What I didn't realize is how much you people love donuts.
They love them.
Oh, my God. Four donut shops in that one little turnoff there.
What is it with all these donut shops in Beaumont?
Well, that was truly horrible. I don't want to know what was in that.
Back to the hat. So the hat, like, it's the kind of hat that, like, a dude in a hair band, like, you know what? You look like Bret Michaels. That's like a Bret Michaels, like you're doing, like, your Mama Don't Dance cover in that hat. Like, sometimes the hair metal bands would wear a hat. You were in a hair metal band.
Yes.
You were in, like, the Dokken tribute
band. I did have a Dokken hat, like he wore. Very similar to this.
That you're like Don Dokken. You're just like Don Dokken or, like, one of, like, when that, like, you're like in the Wanted Dead or Alive video, but like if like somehow like a, I don't know, an accountant time traveled back to be in a video in the Old West, that would be you. Boy, that hat, that is, I mean, we look like the gayest couple ever. like we just like we sent this to people when we came out. Like, guys, guess what? We're lovers. And then we send that. That's our Christmas card. That's our gay lover Christmas card right there. It's beautiful.
You do kind of look like an angry gay man in that photo.
I look like I'm giving it to you is what it looks like, Fred. If we're being fair, I mean, I think if that were happening, I'd be a little happier, but no.
I don't know. I don't know that you would.
I think somebody deliberately made this sexual is what they did, and I'm not pleased about it. Actually, I am pleased as punch because you're adorable. Look at you. You look like you're kind of enjoying it. You're almost giving like that look of someone who's like, is that all you got? And I'm like, I'm trying here. I'm really trying, Fred.
You work with what you have, you know? I mean, sometimes it's a hammer, sometimes it's a pinky. You know? And you just go with what you got, man.
You do the best you can.
Exactly. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we'll get another few minutes of happy hour, and then we'll get into an actual show.
Yay!
All right, don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the West Bar and Grill in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the West in Beaumont. And if you're just getting off work and looking for something to do and you're in the area, come on down. One of my favorite places over here, and you know, I love coming over to.
I think there's an 8-year-old back there hustling pool.
Oh yeah,
I think so. I think he's back there. I'm like, so if you want to go on and take on that kid, now's the time. Take him for his lunch money. Put all the funds in Fred's hat, and we'll be fine to go. I mean, and then like. And then with the West logo in the background, like that looks like an album cover. It looks like
it kind
of
does. Yeah,
I have no idea what the members of the really crappy duo or group Go West that sang "The King of Wishful Thinking." I don't know what they look like, but that could be us. That could say Go West, and we could be singing "The King of Wishful Thinking" right there. That could be us. We haven't even said happy birthday, have we? Or did we? Maybe we did, but happy birthday. It's Fred's birthday, everybody. Yay!
Even more reason for somebody to take their compliment.
Look at him! I don't celebrate anymore because I'm at an age where it's just another step towards the inevitable conclusion. And
That's real uplifting for the folks today, Fred. They're like, birthdays are horrible. We're all going to die anyway.
Well, you youngs, they're fun.
Yep. I might die before you. Look at me. I'm in horrible shape.
Yeah, but you don't wear hats like that. People,
no.
People will shoot me with that.
That's true.
If they think I'm walking into the bar for a gunfight. It's like, man, shoot, quick, shoot him before he gets us.
At noon, at high noon, we're meeting outside. Bring your six shooter.
I killed that bad band guy. Yeah. Got him before he could get in here.
Like when you, in an outfit like that, it's like you rode in with a loaded six string on your back there, Bon Jovi.
I'm wanted, dead or alive.
That's you. That's you. Like you could have been in Young Guns. But in your case, it'd be like
no, I'd
not young.
No, you know what I'd be? I'd be that old ass bounty hunter that just shows up and pulls out his guns and starts shooting the big fat guy that they all whack.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you name
was that a Young Guns 1 or 2?
I would put you like in Hung Guns. Is what I would put.
Now,
you in.
I have done that, but under a different.
That's
name.
That's the name of the movie that you and I are starring in that picture. It is a homosexual erotica piece called Hung Guns.
Hung Guns starring Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks, yeah.
You should name your RV the Steel Horse. On a steel horse I ride.
Hung Guns starring Garth Brooks. That is the name of our homosexual erotica that is the cover for that. That's fantastic. Hunger.
Why did I get out of bed this morning?
I don't know. You know. I ask that every day.
I kind of thought, you know, I'm at that age now where I could just die in my sleep and nobody would think twice of it.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have just done that last night.
Would you have done it? Now, let me ask you. Here's an honest question, though, while you're talking about this. Like, when you die, do you want to be buried with that hat?
No, I want to be cremated.
Okay. Can we put the ashes in the hat?
You can.
And then put the hat like
then
in
pass
a
hat bowl. Around everybody, and everybody snorts my ashes like their coat.
Yeah, just
and
like
then,
we're
and,
Keith
and,
Richards.
And everybody will get high as hell from all the weed that I've smoked over the years and drunk off all the alcohol. I like it. I think that's a good way to celebrate my passing.
I wish I knew how to quit you. Hung Guns. Hung Guns coming soon to the Bijou. Hung Guns starring Fred Fowler and Young Boy. I don't have a name. Starring Garth Brooks and Young Boy.
I like Garth Brooks for you.
No,
I think that works.
No, you're Garth Brooks. You're the one with the hat.
Well,
I don't have a porn pun country singer name yet. You're Garth Brooks. I can't think of another porn pun country singer name.
You could be David Allen Ho.
There we go. I'm your David Allen Hole.
Oh,
that's me.
That's even better.
So I'm David Allen Hole, and you're Garth Brooks, and we are starring in Hung Guns. And that's the cover for it right there. Right there.
Or that's the name
George Not Straight.
Oh, well, there we
what?
Go. There we go. Oh, boy.
You said that?
That's a George Not Straight and Garth Brooks starring in Hung Guns. And they've got friends in really low places.
You know, I like it better as an album. And then all the songs will be about porn erotica.
Is it like a concept album?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, friends in really low places. And, well, it's got to be other ones.
And you know,
are they all Garth Brooks song puns? Or can
no,
we just make
them
all
country?
You
know what it is? Yeah. If we're going to do a gay country album, we're going to do country versions of every Judas Priest song ever done. That'll be the album.
We're
Grinder,
really
looking for meat. Grinder, want you to eat. Yeah, I think there's some. I think there's some potential here for this.
I think we rule is what we're getting at here. I think what we've created is the ultimate right here. Hung Guns, obviously, starring Garth Brooks and David Allen Hole. I think we've solved all the world's issues right here.
Yeah, I mean, who could be unhappy with that kind of a performance?
Or you could just call me, like, boy or something. Who was it that had the lady woman? Who was a woman? Who was that? Who's like, the lady that just called her woman? It was a wrestling thing. Who was it whose lady was, they called her, her name was just woman.
That
was, like, the manager for some wrestler, and it was just woman. I'll just be boy. I'll just be the boy. Like, oh, there we go. That's what it is. Garth Brooks and the boy. That's me. I'm boy.
I like it.
Yep, me too.
You know, it's got potential.
And the only way that you can really understand any of this humor is to go to Twitch and see this this picture that was clearly put together by somebody who wanted the show to go this way for 30 minutes.
Oh, it was Brandon.
yeah, it's Brandon. Part of Brandon's job is he gets to troll everybody with what he puts up on Twitch.
I like this. So,
And I know he's sitting there. I'm going to make them look as gay as possible.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put a photo together that, you know, will look classy, but just a little too classy. And that's what he did.
Yep. We look like, you know, that's strong right there. That basically, that's like present day Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora right there. That's what you're dealing with.
Has Richie gotten fat?
No, but Bon Jovi got gayer.
Yeah, he did.
So that would be us right there. Bon Jovi's really just dopey looking now. He's a total dope. Like, how do you go from being like cool to being just a total dope? And his music is horrible too. Like, if you listen to current Bon Jovi music, it's, and I get that you get older, so you can't like do like "Lay Your Hands on Me" forever. But like, you got to do better than like "Who Says You Can't Go Home." Like, it's awful music.
Well,
Bon Jovi fell off a cliff.
I'm a firm believer that bands from the 80s do not need to make new music. Like, none of them have made anything worth the damn. And like, I listen to that Hair Nation sometimes on when I'm driving around.
And every now and then Eddie Trunk will be like, "Hey, here's the lead singer of Dokken, and he's got a new single."
Yeah, or Rat's coming out with a new album. Listen, Round and Round, that's it. You're done.
You're done.
Yeah, you've got three songs.
Way Cool Junior.
Way Cool Junior is one of my favorite little guitar riffs.
It's a jam. I agree.
Yeah, back in the day, I incorporated part of that into my solo. Was the Way Cool Junior?
I love how you, like, so when you say you were in a band, I want to be clear. Like, this was more than just like a cover band, right? You were in the L.A. scene and were trying to get discovered for a record deal.
Yeah, but not for very long, because my time there didn't go well, because my first excuse me, Rona, my first week there, I got in a band with a guy that I knew from high school, had gone out there and become a pretty big star, and so I was in his band. We opened for L.A. Guns. That was my Sports Center highlight.
Yep.
And we did about four gigs, and the first three I got paid really good money. And I was supposed to be going to UCLA, but during the day I was going out to Hollywood Park and betting horses.
As you should. That's what a man does.
And at night I was playing in these gigs. But after about the fourth one, the guy says, "Listen, man, I can't pay you as much tonight, but I can give you $1,000 worth of coke if you want to go sell that." And I'm like, I know you guys are thinking, "Oh, that's the coolest thing ever." But I'm like, you know.
Is there a lot of pressure to sell $1,000 worth of coke?
I don't know. I just knew that I didn't go out there to be a drug dealer. I wanted to be a long-haired rock star.
How long did you think about selling that coke?
I didn't, because at that point I was already getting pretty homesick. I didn't really like L.A. I was living in a one-bedroom apartment with nine people, four really hot girls.
But it's not like
there's anything you can do there when there's only one bedroom and nine people.
You can give them cocaine and they can do stuff for you.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. I didn't have to pay him. That was my payment for doing the show.
So that was just your coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to sell it, the option was there.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. So instead, I just gave it to all my roommates at the time and got on a plane and came home and went back to UH and. That was the end of it.
Look at you.
I mean, I played in a few bands after that, but that was my favorite part was I go up and they've got this table full of drugs. Like, every story you hear about rock stars is, I mean, these were like, I mean, Z-level stars at the time. And there's women, there's drugs, there's a whole table full of drugs. And I go up there and ask, "Where's the weed?" And they're like, "What are you, a bleeping amateur?"
It's like, "Here's heroin, friend." Yeah, here's like, blow.
Dude, I mean, I don't do anything else. I'm all about weed, but I have never done anything else. And they made fun of me. But just for a second, because they were all so high that they forgot about it like 3 seconds later. All right, guys, I got to tell you about New Breaks. And you've heard Josh talk about New Breaks.
Yep.
Because Jilly had it done. We've had all kinds of listeners reach out to us. I know they have to both Josh and myself and say, "Man, this was so great. These guys, everything you tell us is true. They came to my place. They took care of it. It was fast. I saved a bunch of money. I didn't have to worry about going to a shop, and it's all thanks to New Breaks." And Jake and the guys over there, man, they have a great thing going. And if you're starting to hear those squeaks or grinds, and maybe, you know, you're gonna go someplace for New Year's, well, get it fixed now. You don't want to get on the road and have problems. 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. You'll get an instant online quote. They'll get right back to you. So go to newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com. Mention ESPN, mention Josh, mention me. You're going to get 10% off your service. How about that? 10% off an already great price where you're saving 20 to 50% off of what you would pay if you went to a shop or a dealer. Newbrakes.com, that's N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com. Mention ESPN, 10% off.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the West Bar and Grill in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. He's in Oregon, and Josh Inn is filling in and doing a great job of making fun of me, so you haven't missed anything. We'll have a good crew filling in next week. AJ will be back on the 28th, Monday. Patrick Creighton
will be filling in.
And the one guy at the station who is louder than you.
Hey, how about that?
I don't know. I make a case for Joel, too. Joel can get pretty loud.
He can.
But Patrick does a great job with Late Hits, which will be on tonight at 7, right after us. And then Tuesday will be Jermaine Every. And then Wednesday, my man Jerry Bowe. And we'll be... We'll probably throw some gambling at you. So I was listening to you on the way over.
All right. Thanks. And, that's one.
I actually, when I stopped at Bucky's, somebody was listening to you. I heard their radio.
Yes.
So there were two.
Yes, we've done.
Two.
Yes.
So you've made it.
I have.
But the you were talking about maybe Harden for Ben Simmons.
Yep.
Let me throw this out there because you're committed to – John Wall right now. I mean, you just...
For how long?
Three years.
Oh, dear.
So that's your ball-dominant guy, right?
Sure.
So...
And Ben Simmons cannot be anything other than a ball... Like a distributing point guard because he cannot shoot.
So how about this? And you make the deal. You get picks. You get Simmons. Then you flip Simmons for something that's a better fit for what you have.
All right.
I mean, I don't have an idea off the top of my head.
Why can't you flip Wall? I mean, obviously Wall doesn't have a ton of value, but I mean, do you believe that you can build a good basketball team that can compete around John Wall and Boogie Cousins?
I believe you can build a team that is probably 7, 8, 9 in the West. What's the difference between that and third, and you get your ass kicked anyway?
Here's the more important question. Do you believe, because you're giving up a foundational franchise piece, top 5, 6, 7 player in the league, could be top 3 player in the league, maybe the best shooting guard ever. If you're giving that guy up, do you believe that getting Ben Simmons in return, while it's not dollar for dollar value, do you believe that Ben Simmons can become a foundational player? In today's NBA, I don't think he can because he can't shoot.
Yeah, and I agree with what you said, that he can't shoot, and that's why. I think he can be a very good player. I think on a team where he can be a ball-dominant guard with a lot of shooters around him, yeah, he could be really good. But
how is it possible that a star player in the NBA in this era cannot shoot a basketball? Like, these dudes grow up shooting. It's one thing if a dude in the 90s couldn't shoot. Like, everybody can shoot now.
Giannis can't.
Okay, and that's why Giannis loses early in the playoffs and why I don't buy that Giannis is the superstar that a lot of other people think Giannis is. Because you have to be able to shoot. And some say, well, you can teach them how to shoot because LeBron learned how to shoot. Like, fine. But like, if you're making a trade for Simmons, you expect him to be a foundational piece right now. You don't want to wait around for a dude to learn how to shoot.
There's a photo. That's the good photo of me with the hat.
Now, that looks far less gay and more badass.
That
not that gay isn't badass. Gay is extremely badass. But that is,
depends on the ass.
Yeah, but that is that's a mediocre. That looks far better than the previous.
Yeah, see that was a charity poker tournament that I got really drunk at and basically told everybody halfway through I was going to win. And
did you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And what was funny about it was first prize was a trip to Le Berge. And so when we got down to three-handed, it was me and a couple, and they were a nice couple. But they just were convinced they were getting this trip to Le Berge. And to be fair, I don't remember much because by then I was lit, but I was talking all kinds of trash, and I got pocket aces like four times against them. And I gave the trip to the Whitmires for hosting the tournament. And so I don't think they like me. They were friendly at the time, but I'm pretty sure they don't like me anymore.
I was wondering what website you found this on. It looked like MySpace.
No, it's Facebook. Oh, it's okay. Facebook, yeah.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah. Okay, so we have more shots over here. I don't know what that is, but it really looks hideous.
It looks,
okay, we'll do
looks
it.
Looks pretty gross.
Wait, where's? Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, what is this? What are we doing? There's a topper?
Oh, well, you just do this, and we'll keep talking about Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
But as a... okay, so somehow what Chip is doing is pouring some gross-looking thing that looks like he peed in the cup into this milky thing.
It's probably...
Okay, that's yeah, fine.
That
looks like urine.
Okay.
Dude, I'm afraid to drink this. I mean, I'm not a fan of urine.
Now we drink it because I feel like it's going to curdle.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah, it curdled.
Yeah, I did curdle. Yep, yep. How are you guys not getting in on this, Courtney?
Okay, I'm out. That is awful.
Chip just gave us a cement
Josh
mixer.
Did Josh throw up?
Thank you, Chip.
I did not throw up.
He came close.
But that
I heard
my
somebody
God.
Throw up.
I did not.
That was Josh.
Oh, what the hell was that? That didn't taste bad.
It's a cement mixer. It's Bailey's, and then you pour in lime juice.
But like it had the
curdles.
Texture.
Yeah, it didn't taste
it
bad.
It
tastes like old. It was like old milk.
But it did feel a little snotty.
I did not. It didn't feel snotty. I mean, it felt like it was awful. What the hell?
You know, like when you. Never mind. I'm not gonna gross people out there.
Keep those coming.
No, wait. I mean. The intern team came over here just to do shots with us, and so did Courtney.
Let them do shots.
So it's their turn. We've done our part here.
I have to entertain the masses. I cannot be inebriated. I am a radio professional.
Did you say that story about CeCe Sabathia? We were talking about he was too drunk to do his job.
I didn't.
He said that when he was with the Yankees, there was times he was too drunk to do his job. I'm like, CeCe, that's like Monday, Friday.
Yep, but I do it.
But we make it out here. We do it. But no, I don't want to get into too much of what you were doing on your show, but the next segment I want to talk about something else that you hit on, because I think you nailed a point without realizing it.
I rule. I'm on fire today.
Yeah, no, it was good stuff, but it has to do with comedians.
Okay.
But I thought that was really interesting. But then I know you're talking about the Sixers a lot, and I know you have some insight there. But I don't think James Harden and Joel Embiid is a winning combination.
I don't think James Harden and anyone is a winning combination, but I certainly – like, here's what you're going to have if you have those two guys. First off, you're going to have Harden, who's a notorious playoff quitter and is a ball-dominant guy and a selfish basketball player, and you're going to have Embiid, who fancies himself a three-point shooter and is a giant child. So that's going to be – and, oh, by the way, you have Doc Rivers – who's a flop most years in the playoffs and chokes. And you have Daryl Morey, who's considered a genius but has never even been to the NBA Finals. So congratulations, 76ers. You're going to be awesome if that happens.
Yeah, and Harden, who, by the way, not great when it comes to the playoffs.
Nope. He's quit multiple times in the playoffs. I mean, literally, like, just didn't show up sometimes, quit other times. I mean, that's who Harden is. So you've got a playoff choker coach and a dude who quits in the playoffs. Like, why would people in Philly think they're going to win? Now, I don't blame them if they're like, well, here's our option. It's Harden and Embiid versus Simmons and Embiid, because Simmons is never going to be a superstar on the level of James Harden. It will not happen. Now, I would argue he's a better overall basketball player. He can play defense. He rebounds. I mean, he's a good basketball player, but he misses the most important part of the game, which is putting the ball in the hole from a distance. That's what basketball is. He doesn't do it.
So flip him for a player who's a better fit is my – Because I think he'll have some value for you. Somebody will want him. He'll be a good fit on a different team.
I'd flip them all and start over. That's what I would. Because you like John Wall ain't winning anything either.
Yeah,
and neither is Boogie Cousins.
You're not getting rid of John Wall. I mean, you had basically got rid of Westbrook for him because that was the only way you were getting rid of Westbrook. You're going to have to get another John Wall-type contract. Somebody says, the Rockets have been to the Western Conference Finals 3 out of the last 4 years. That's way better than 7th or 8th in the West.
That's not true,
no,
is it?
No, you're guys, where do you get your information? They've been to the Western Conference Finals twice in 6 years.
Yes.
Six years.
And if you look at the Morey era, I believe they went twice in like 14 years, right? If I got that right.
Yeah. So, where does that come from? Are you just driving around and maybe you flipped over to 790 and they said that? Because I know they make stuff up.
They do.
I know you used to make stuff up when you were there, but now now you're better.
But now, yeah, because I was getting calls that said if you don't make stuff up, you're fired. Then they fired me anyway.
That sucks.
I mean, what the hell, man?
But
like, I'll be your hit. Like, I feel like Joel all of a sudden now. Like, oh, you want to be? Oh, now you're out. But I did all your dirty work. You're out anyway, bud.
But the point I'm making is this team with James Harden is not making. They're not making the conference finals with this group.
No.
So
just blow the damn thing up. Like, I don't know what you can get for John Wall. Maybe he has no value and he's not a star player. So maybe you just unload him for the sake of unloading him and just rebuild. This is the time to rebuild when people don't go to games anyway. So
it's not like you're going to hurt attendance. But this is probably the time. I think he gets traded in the next week. I hope they trade him to some place where he doesn't want to go.
Siberia?
You know, Siberia is underrated.
A mediocre strip club?
There's that.
Trade him there.
No, I would trade him to the Knicks, especially after he called the Rockets the Knicks of the South.
That'd be sweet. I'd be down for that.
I'd be like, you know what? I'm trading you to the Knicks of the Knicks. So there.
Congratulations, friend. You get the best. You are going to the real thing. And there ain't nothing like the real thing, James. Congrats.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. We come back. I want to hit on something else that Josh was talking about while I was on the way over here because, you know, frankly,
I brought the smoke today.
It's not the sexiest drive, so I spent most of my time listening to Josh.
Well, I mean, you could have said something nicer, like, I listened because it was good. You're like, honestly, our station just booms into that area between Houston and Beaumont.
It's the best thing to listen to on the way over here.
Yeah, I'm not listening to AM radio. I'll listen to you. That's fine.
I listened to them briefly, and after an hour of Texans talk, I'm like, you know what?
I heard a little bit, too. It was explaining all the games in the weekend and how they impact you locally. And then I contemplated just driving off into the distance and disappearing and having people question where I went. That's how bad. Hey, this is why this game matters to you. It doesn't.
No.
That's why it doesn't. No, we've got to localize it, bro.
No, you know what matters to you? Chiefs Saints.
That's what matters to me, baby. And we're going to lose.
But
you know what? Dadgummit, I'm in.
You know what matters to me? Whichever games I bet on this weekend.
Exactly.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the West Bar and Grill in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at the West in Beaumont. And if you are just getting off work and looking for something to do, this is the place to be. Always cool coming over here, see a lot of familiar faces. There's a lot of folks that have been coming to all these shows. No Popes yet today. I hope everything. I hope they're okay because I can't remember the last time I didn't see them at a Beaumont show.
I think they end their night here.
Yeah, well, I know this is their.
Unless this is like.
No, they hang out here even when we're not here. I know that.
True.
But
call them up.
Yeah, you got their number. So, all right, Tyler, we were talking about something off air. Bring this back up.
Okay. There's a Twitter account. It's verified, at Space Force DOD. They tweeted out earlier today at 3:59 p.m., right before the show. Today, after a year-long process that produced hundreds of submissions and research involving space professionals and members of the general public, we can finally share with you the name by which we will now be known, Guardians.
So
the Space Force
is now
is the
Guardians of the Galaxy.
So they're basically just going space. To erase all the Trump stuff is what they're doing, right?
I think
Space
so.
Force is a Trump thing, right?
And then they tweeted out a picture, and now the insignia still looks like Star Trek. There's Latin, Semper Supra, which is always above.
I drove a Supra once.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Was it a 10-second car?
No.
Damn. Bummer, man. But, yeah, there's a bunch of other tweets kind of explaining more of that, but I don't know. Weird.
I don't understand why everything we do has to be based on the movies. Like all these,
and of course, all the jokes after this. Like Twitter does what Twitter does. So you mean Guardians of the Galaxy? Like
now, if the hot green chick is going to be a part of it, that would be a recruiting tool for me.
If we got to track her down at some point, sign me up.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Even the weird robot lady.
Yeah, that one too. I'm down with either one because I like hot alien robot women. And I make no bones about it. And if that's what the Guardians are going to deliver, fine. Call them the Guardians. But if they're just going to be Space Force with a new name that they stole from the movies like everything else, like everything, every alien theory is based on a movie that's already happened.
Yes.
Like, oh, there could be a civilization of intelligent bugs out there. Starship Troopers. Yeah. There's aliens on Mars. Mars attacks.
Cubs win World Series. Back to the Future 2.
Exactly.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
Exactly.
Everything's from the movies.
Didn't they get they got the year right in that movie, didn't they?
I think that, well, that was 2015. They were
one year off.
Year.
Yeah, you're right.
Because the movie was in 2015.
So, congratulations. All right, I wanted to get to something that I heard Josh talking about on the way over.
Yep.
And you were about overrated comedians.
Correct.
And you mentioned Steve Martin.
Who is the most overrated comedian ever.
You know what? I'm not going to dispute you too much on that. But I thought you hit on two truths. And, you know, one thing, though, The Jerk. When I was a kid, I thought that movie was funny.
Yes.
I watched it about 15 years ago. And I thought, how the hell did I ever find this funny? It is just dumb. It does not hold up at all.
It's not really amusing. Jilly hates it. And there's I think I laugh at it because I think I'm supposed to laugh at it. And there are certain things that are funny, like, you know, like the idea of a pizza in a cup, for instance. And it's like, boy, this is the best pizza in a cup. Yeah, put the other guy right out of business. Like, it's funny, but, like, the movie itself is not funny. Like, cause Steve Martin is not funny. His best work is when he's the straight guy to an actual funny person.
Well, there were two thoughts I came away with listening to that. Number one, as you were talking about Chris Farley, I think if you die young, you're always going to be overrated.
Correct.
No matter how good you were, because people are going to look back, like Kurt Cobain, Janis Joplin, who was from here.
All the 27
all great.
Club people.
They didn't live long enough to become the villain, right? Like in Batman, they didn't live long enough. They were still the heroes.
What about Jimi Hendrix?
He's
part of that club.
Yeah, he is, although I don't know that, like, if Hendrix had lived, would he be like Carlos Santana now, where we just...
Would he do Yacht Rock?
We'd be going to these concerts, and you say, oh, let's go see Carlos Santana.
We're going to the Woodlands to see Hendrix. Yeah, and Jimmy
75
Buffett.
Years old.
He'd be selling out NRG, for sure.
You know, Stevie Ray. And guys like that. All great. But I think we romanticize them when they die. Sam Kinison, we were talking about this the other day. I think Sam Kinison and Richard Pryor are my two favorite
Kinison rocks.
Comics I've ever seen. Kinison did the best live show I've ever seen in my life.
Where'd you see him?
I think it's Numbers now. I don't know. It was someplace on Montrose.
Okay.
I'm
sure he was. Yeah, what was the Laugh Stop over there? And
this was like an arena.
Oh, my bad.
Thing.
Not Laugh Stop. What was the one that was over in over in River Oaks? Now it's like an apartment complex. I think it became Baker Street, but one of the places.
Oh,
what was the name of it? It might have been called.
It was a Baker Street.
It
I
was,
think.
But before that, it was a comedy club over on
Laugh Factory. Maybe
one of those.
Yeah, maybe it was something. Like maybe something
but
like
this
that.
This was a breeding ground for some of these guys. Bill Hicks.
Yeah. Bill Hicks, who lived in Houston House.
That's what I'm saying.
You and I once did.
Wait, he lived in Houston House?
Yeah, he not when.
Well, I mean, that'd be something.
Yeah,
just like all the movies. Now a ghost lives in our apartment complex.
Yeah, former apartment complex. We've all been gone for a while, but yeah, he lived there, and there's all kinds of stories about that. But I can't remember the name of the place, but I saw Kinnison there, and I think now he didn't have the opportunity to hang around too long because all these guys when they do movies and stuff, like Eddie Murphy. There was a time the guy could not make a bad movie. Trading Places, Coming to America, 48 Cop. Hours, Beverly Hills Cop.
But then he also made stinkers like Harlem Nights.
But that kind of came a little bit later.
Well, see, that was in 89. That was kind of, to me, that was like the beginning of making bad movies for Eddie Murphy.
I think The Golden Child was kind of the bridge there because that movie...
Boomerang.
But I think what happens is the act just wears thin. Adam Sandler, I mean, Waterboy... Happy Gilmore. He had that stretch. Wedding Singer.
Big
he had that.
Daddy.
Yeah, that was a terrific stretch. And then Spanglish.
And it was like 8 hours long. You know who the ultimate? I would go with Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey,
like,
same thing.
If you take Jim Carrey like 93 to like 2000, somewhere right around the time of the Andy Kaufman movie, he just started making horrible movies.
Yeah,
sort of serious, and then the movies weren't funny anymore.
I think Me, Myself, and Irene might have been his last really funny one.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, and but you're right. Although I liked the Kaufman movie. I thought he did a good job in that, but it wasn't
a good movie. It was just a bunch of moments of him acting out these famous Andy Kaufman moments.
And he stayed in character the entire time.
Did you watch that? A loon.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. Oh, I stayed in character on the set because I was being channeled by Andy Kaufman. You're a dope. You were not being channeled by anybody. You're just a jackass. He's a super jackass, though. Like, Carrie's a super duper jackass. But he got to plow Lauren Holly.
Lauren Holly, and Jeannie McCarthy.
So good for him. But he's a loon. And like anybody that tells me they like channeled their inner Andy Kaufman and that Andy was talking to him.
And now he's in the live-action Sonic movie.
And I saw that. It actually wasn't terrible. But
I don't believe you.
It wasn't it wasn't good, but it wasn't terrible. The other thing about this Andy Kaufman, because someone brought up Andy Kaufman earlier, they said that they thought he was overrated. The thing about Andy Kaufman is he didn't have that many moments. When you watch that movie, you're like, well, there's that famous moment. That one, it's not like he was a stand-up. I mean, he was, but he wasn't. He was a troll before trolls were a
thing. He was on the Taxi, and people love that. And that was pretty much it, right?
But he was a troll. Like, he did things that amused himself. Like when I worked at 790 and I would come back from break and just play some random kid's podcast without telling anybody I was doing it, everybody else was like, Josh, why are you doing this? This is horrible. And I would say, because I'm amused by it. That's what Andy Kaufman was. He was a guy who did things that amused him.
Well, the point is, I think there were two things there that kind of came together. If you die, then you don't live long enough to make bad movies and have people hate you.
True.
And so they'll always think of you that way. Or bad music. And then B, I think every one of these guys has a shelf life.
Sure.
And then,
I mean, nobody lasts forever. Like, or you
no, but reinvent. But I think it's like three or four movies for all of them.
I think that maybe a little bit more for some, but like some guys like Eddie Murphy, you reinvent and you realize, because his shelf life for adult movies went away.
And then he becomes Shrek, or he's
kiddie
Donkey,
movie guy.
And yeah, and he's all, you know, he makes jillions off of that.
That's his second act. So you have to adjust for that.
I need a second act. Actually, I need a first act.
I had my first act, friend, and it was a hell of a time. I'm waiting for act number two.
All right, hour number one in the books out here at the West in Beaumont. Josh Innes filling in for AJ. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up. We're gonna look at some NFL spreads in the next segment.
Yes!
That's a tease. See, I'm a real professional today. We're going to do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Nine figures was the goal till I hit the east. They ain't living, so bury mine with me, Ross got it.
When I die, put my money in a grave. I really gotta put
ESPN 97.5.